916. Clouds and one below right now. Morning show talk around rolls on. Busy day. We are we're switching from Make-A-Wish, North Dakota. We're switching to Rotary.
Yes.
Here in Wapton. Kim Nelson. And Kim, always great to see you. Thanks for stopping in.
Good to see you, and thank you for having us.
Absolutely. This kind of kicks off our Rotary segment. We're going to be talking a lot more about Rotary in the coming year.
Right.
And everything that you've got going, because you are a busy group of people.
We are a busy group of people. And you know, what's really fun about it is Wapton and Breckenridge, when you look at the history of Rotary, Wapton started in 1921, and Breckenridge started in 1938. And then in 2017, we brought the two clubs together. So we're the Wap-Breck Rotary together. You know, and why we didn't, I don't know why we did that years ago, because we really are doing a lot of activities and a lot of programs throughout the community, and together we're doing very well. So,
Kim, what's the head count? How many members do you have?
Well, our membership is a little low right now. We're at 21.
Okay.
We've had as many as 40 plus. Mm-hmm. I don't know that it's so much about members, but it's about the activities and the things that we do as Rotarians. The core group we have now, is very strong, and we're all very involved in doing things. But we would love to have more people join and become a part of a service organization. And I'm not talking just Rotary, any service organization, you know. I think we've kind of maybe lost that touch a little bit in life. And you know, there's purpose out there. And the purpose is, you know, to help our communities. And that's what we're here about. Rotary, on the other hand, is international as well. And we do a lot of international projects too. So we work with water and wells and education and schools in Guatemala and, you know, so there's a lot of different avenues that Rotary takes, but our main purpose is to help our own communities.
Right. Yep. Well, so, I think that's a great tie-in. I mean, you are globally, but you've got such a great local group and such a great local connection here, too.
Right, right.
That's a double win.
You know, so, you know, you go back to kind of the history of Rotary. It was starting in 1905 by a gentleman who decided he wanted to bring a bunch of businesses together and start sharing ideas. And that's how it became in 1905. And there was five of them. They got around a table. They went from business to business each week and talked about, okay, what can we do in our community? So do you know what the very first project was for Rotary? Is a community project.
Educate me here. I don't have a clue.
It was a bathroom in downtown Chicago, and a public restroom.
That's what got it all
started.
That's
what got it all started.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Little Rotary history here.
And then you go on to that, and you look at, and a lot of people relate to us as polio.
Mm-hmm.
Polio became, you know, very, very, you know, an epidemic, just as COVID epidemic. Polio now is eradicated in all countries except for two. It's amazing over the years. In 1988, we still had, I don't remember the exact number, but we had 125, something like that.
Right.
Countries still not eradicated, and now we're eradicated down to only two countries that still have some polio.
Boy, talk about purpose.
Total purpose.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and that's where the education, where we come in and we educate people on why, you know, immunization is important. And, you know, we're kind of going through that right now with the COVID. You know, do you, don't you? We have some unanswered, but it's another avenue that Rotary is looking at on how can we help with COVID immunizations besides.
People are listening to this going, you know what, Kim, that's something I really want to be a part of. What are the steps to get involved in Rotary and become a Rotarian?
So to become a Rotarian, basically reach out to any Rotarian you know.
Mm-hmm.
We have a website, it's WapetonRotary.org.
Okay.
Okay. That's one way you can look at that. You can just go on Rotary.org and just see what Rotary does overall internationally.
Sure.
Or you can reach out to myself. You know, I'm the current president of Rotary this year and next year.
Congrats.
Yeah, I'm going to do two-year stint here. We have a website ourselves. It's WB, so Wap-Breck Rotary, 5580. wbrotary@gmail.com. Now that's our email. I'm sorry. That's our email. wbrotary5580@gmail.com. Shoot me an email or give me a call. My cell, 701-640-2701. And reach out and we'll invite you to a meeting. And we're kind of changing up our meetings a little bit. Typically, we've met noon on Tuesdays at the Rotary Hughes Shelter. We are going to our fourth Tuesday now of the month is going to be a 5 o'clock. So we're trying to find ways to help people come and be a part of Rotary. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean you have to come every Tuesday, every week, but you can be a part of the projects that we do, our blood screening, our dictionary project, our youth projects, you know, just being involved.
Right. Do you have anything coming up, like right around the corner?
So the next event that we have Backpack. We help with the Backpack. That's on next Monday night.
Great.
And then in April, we'll have our blood screening again.
Okay.
And we'll get back on about that a little bit later on, but it's set for the first week in April. So that'll be the next big project that we have coming up.
Fantastic. Yeah. And we're going to be talking with Rotary once a month here.
Once a month,
we'll get you on air and let everybody know what's going on.
So we just want people to remember service above self. Go out and be a part of some organization. And if you're interested in Rotary, reach out. And we'd be happy to have you as our guest and let you learn a little more about us.
Kim, always great to have you in here. Always an open door for Rotary, too. You stop by anytime, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
Stay warm. It's 923 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. I'm here to warn you about telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Some of these scammers may say threatening things like you will be arrested if you don't make payments or provide personal information. Do not fall for these tricks. These calls are not from us. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you for information or money. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Never give the caller your personal information, like your Social Security number or bank account, or send money in any form, cash, gift cards, wire transfers, or prepaid debit cards. Report the call to our law enforcement arm, the Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov. Share this information with your friends and family.
Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level